whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I'd put a horseradish on a schnitzel and try it. Germany would be so fun.
It would be, though, yeah. Like, Germany would be awesome. It would be fantastic. All the countries in Europe are great, though, man. Like, you can have a great time. You can have a great time anywhere, except St. Louis. But you can have time anywhere.
I can't get over the stat that Mitch Holta said the Chiefs
have 290 playoff wins.
That and, like, the fact that they've got guys that are only in their third year and they're like,
I know, they've never
29 and 3, and one of them, two of them are Justin Reed.
39 and 2, Dusty.
Yeah,
I don't mean to correct you, but the number is just so astoundingly insane. I do want to read a text we did get. I read it to you. I said it comes from the 651 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. The Chiefs sent out surveys yesterday for people about a renovated stadium and a non-renovated stadium, which means a new build. And you can take those surveys, go to Chiefs.com. I would suggest everybody who's listening go through those surveys that the Chiefs have on their website so you can kind of see what they're asking about, where they're heading. You're not blindsided. They're trying to keep you up to date. They're trying to keep you informed as to what they want to do. And as a fan base and as a city, give us a say and listen to our opinion on things, which I think is brilliant. And somebody from the 651 texted it and said, did my surveys from the Chiefs last night. I did mine as well. No matter what they decide, glad they asked us. It's funny. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about how the Royals failed miserably trying to get their new stadium because they didn't ask anybody. They just said, this is what we're doing. The Chiefs are out here asking, surveying, doing all that stuff. I do believe had the Royals handled things differently over the last year and went out and you know, gave people a survey, asked fans what they wanted, what was important to them, I kind of think that vote would have passed back in April. But the Royals didn't do any of that. The Chiefs didn't do anything like that at the time either. But now they're doing it, and they're going out there, and they're consulting with the fans, and they're asking the fans what they like, what they don't like, what they want, what they don't want. And they're giving the fans an opportunity to voice their opinion. And I think ultimately, Dusty, at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? We all want to be heard, and the Chiefs are giving everybody the opportunity to be heard, and I applaud them for that. So go to Chiefs.com, take the surveys. There's one for a renovated stadium, and there's one for a new stadium. They're two separate surveys. Do yourself a favor and take both of them, because a lot of the information in the survey is stuff they are considering, and then you can vote whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. If you missed that, you can find it on the podcast yesterday. Bob gave you all the updates that we have so far.
Mm-hmm.
With the stadium news, it is a Friday. There are no Chiefs to be played, but there are games, and we can script them the best we can and come back Monday and see how very wrong we were. Who's first on the rundown? Is it Bob?
It's Bobby.
Uh-oh. Oh, me today. All Let's right. Go. Well, this is pretty simple.
Okay.
It's all brought to you by Foaling. We'll be foaling around and finding out tonight. So
high
come
news.
On out. 4:35.
Got it.
Yeah, right. So it's pretty simple. 3:30 Saturday. Feet goes up. Football goes on.
Okay.
And it's going to be glorious watching and not caring and relaxing. I texted you that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I love watching great games that I don't have a rooting interest in. Because you don't care how it works. You're not stressed. You're just enjoying sport, right? And a lot of times, I think, when we watch our own team, we're relieved. We're not enjoying it. And that's why I keep telling people, Bill Self said that years ago to me. He goes, we spend more time ruining the losses than enjoying the victories. And there's so many, especially at KU basketball, there's so many more victories than losses. But we spend all our time, you know, frustrated on the losses and not focusing on the wins. That's what this weekend is all about. Our team gave us the opportunity to sit back and relax and just watch, I think, going to be a pretty good weekend of football. I think we see one of Denver or the Texans win their game. I think one of those two teams does surprise and win. And the world is against both of those teams. That's why I think one of them is going to win. Steelers, Ravens, I think it's going to be an all-time classic. I think Lamar wins it at the end with a touchdown run. Commanders, Bucks, I think that's going to be a snoozer. And if Jalen Hurts throws 20 passes, then take the over on Saquon Barkley and rushes it 50 times because I think they're going to use him a lot. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is 100% healthy. You know, they say he is, but, I mean, that guy hasn't played in a long time and is coming out of the concussion protocol. I think the Eagles easily beat the Green Bay Packers. And so that's how I see this kind of weekend shaping up.
Yeah, Hurts limited in practice yesterday, still in that concussion protocol. Yeah. So we'll see what's going on today. But yeah, that's getting scarier and scarier.
He'll be good to go.
I agree.
He will be good to go and play, but will he be legitimate? And so I think they're going to rely heavily on Saquon Barkley in this game. I think you have to rely heavily on Saquon Barkley in this game. He's your MVP.
Yeah, and you know, how rusty does he start? You know, if the Eagles get down 10, do they have the ability to still run the football? And can Jalen Hurts get him back throwing? You know,
the other key name that you're not mentioning is A.J. Brown.
100%. You know what?
He's way less than 100%. May not even play.
It's perfect for my script. Let's get into it. Tonight begins one of the better football weekends we've ever had, and it starts with an Ohio State win. That's right, Bob, over Texas. Way to go.
Why am I the only one that thinks Texas is going to win this game?
It's really close. I'm okay with Texas winning. That's fine. I just think...
Wait, you're an A&M fan, though.
I'm a Tennessee fan now, but I still hate Texas, yeah.
But you just said it's okay if they win. It's not. It's never okay if Texas wins anything.
I'm saying it's okay if you were to say Texas would win. It's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. But I'm leaning Ohio State here.
Onward you go. Sorry.
The Chargers cover against the Texans. People restart the Texans hype train for next year. Herbert looks great in that game. No one gives him any respect because no one ever does. Steelers-Ravens, it's close until the end. Baltimore will squeeze it out. Lamar doesn't look that great. The Bills will blow out the Broncos. Packers-Eagles goes into overtime in the Love Hurts battle. The Eagles will come out on top with an A.J. Brown
Hurts
ceiling touchdown. And Jaden Daniels, he'll show he's a rookie in a loss at Tampa Bay. Sam Darnold shows everyone what he has for 16 weeks prior to last week's game against Detroit and beats former Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford.
That'd be big for Sam Darnold. Huge. Big for his bank account.
Yep.
How come nobody has sung that song, Love Hurts, this week? That's a great way to do it.
You know they're going to have that as like an outro song after something happens.
Yeah.
I think Cody's in there recording a song right now, I believe.
He is.
I heard him doing something when I walked by and it sounded like a high-pitched noise. I didn't check the computer screen.
Was there a cat like dying in there or something?
Who killed the cat?
Love Hurts.
It's a line from GoldenEye. Shout out Pierce Brosnan. My script is Baltimore and Pittsburgh will be the game of the weekend. I'm not 100% sold that Lamar Jackson can do it against Pittsburgh again. The last time he did it, he gave the quote at the end of the game, the monkey's finally off my back. But it's also the game of the weekend because of all of the storylines. There's no Zay Flowers. So Lamar, your number one target outside of Mark Andrews, not playing in this game. Head coach storyline, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Both, I get it. They've done everything they need to do as head coach in this league. Their tenure, their respect, their level of success, it's all there. But there will be some sort of, you know, repercussions against the guy that loses this game. Mike Tomlin would then be 8-11 in the playoffs. John Harbaugh would then not again get to the Super Bowl, which he did again. A lot of people had the Ravens as the most talented team. Chris Broussard has said it for all year long. Said it yesterday. Doubled down yesterday on First Things First.
Oh, wow.
And said it again. I think they're the most talented roster in the AFC. I disagree because now the Chiefs are almost fully healthy without Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Let's take a little chill pill there, Brew. But the other thing I will say is that, like, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin.
Is that the guy who was making up NBA sources years ago, Chris Broussard?
Maybe.
Right?
But also,
who cares what he says?
The other thing outside the head coach is, which quarterback's going to show up? Like, is it going to be Russ is going to cook, or is Russ still cooked? Is Lamar Jackson going to be the Lamar Jackson that everyone says, in the playoffs, I need to see it, or is it going to be the, all right, here we go, this is my time, I'm ready to put those haters, you know, put them quiet and put them to bed and show up as the MVP of the league or the season that he had? Big game, man. AFC North battle.
I love AFC North football.
Divisional battle. Tomlin, Harbaugh, right? You've got Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Lamar, Russ. I'm sure there's a little friendship there because I'm sure Lamar watched a lot of Russell Wilson when he was younger, going through college and all that sort of stuff, as a generational type of quarterback that Russell Wilson was. But is Russ officially cooked, and is that whole relationship over and done with?
Yeah.
The other one I like is Daniels versus Baker. Low-key fire matchup. I know you don't really care about it, but this is a game like we talked about last night via text. I got no dog in the fight. I want to see if Baker can also do it in the playoffs again. Can he continue to be the Baker that has given Tampa Bay reason to believe that they're okay with him being their franchise quarterback? Mike Evans, veteran, on your back. Let Baker Mayfield find you. Be that guy. And then you move over to the other side. Dan Quinn, right? Came back, probably going to, you know, be top three finisher and coach of the year, maybe top four. But you look at what they can do in Washington. Scary Terry, Sacratius, Brian Robinson Jr., all those things they have on their team to be a team that can be, you know, kind of like that Houston Texans role. C.J. Stroud came in last year as a rookie, had a really good year. Daniels, he's going to win Rookie of the Year. Going into the playoffs, can you make your stay, or will this be a flash in the pan? I think this matchup is going to be great, and I think Baker is going to win this game for Tampa Bay. I also think Baltimore is going to beat Pittsburgh, but I'm not 100% sold on that. I'm about 75% sold, right? I'm like Clark Griswold.
How could you be sold in that matchup? Because it's been so, I mean, like, that's when I think you just throw the records out the window, man. Right. I'm with you on that.
I'm about as distracted in that game as Clark Griswold was buying jewelry for his wife, and that beautiful woman tried to sell him stuff. I'm impressed of you. Best of you. I'm sorry. But the other one that I'm looking at in the script is that I really like to see what the Minnesota Vikings will do. I think this is a game where you say is the game that we see Sam Darnold kind of figure it out. When it's gut check time, great coaches and good quarterbacks figure out a way to quiet that narrative. And I think Minnesota will do that. I think this game being transferred over to Arizona,
I think it's huge. Is I a think little it's a big factor.
Is a little bit of a factor in this. And I just like Arizona for the Minnesota Vikings. They still are, you know, on a neutral site, whether you want to believe it or not. I love Kevin O'Connell in this matchup. I love Sam Darnold in this matchup. I used to be all Rams. I was all in on the Rams. I was like, that's the team I don't want to play. But I think with the loss can sometimes be a bigger gain than it could ever be.
Agreed.
Right? Like some people say, oh, the Denver Broncos beat the Chiefs 38-0. What's that going to do for the Chiefs? Nothing really there. But again, that doesn't matter. Whereas you lose to the Detroit Lions and lose out on home field, and now everybody's starting to question you, that gives Sam Darnold a little bit of fire. Kevin O'Connell, a little bit of fire. Their offense against that Rams defense, I think, is too much. I think Minnesota wins this game. I think they do cover. They are a 1.5 underdog, at least as yesterday, according to DraftKings. I like Baltimore. I like Tampa Bay, and I like Minnesota to win those games. Again, I'm not 100% sold on Pittsburgh losing, but I am 100% on Tampa Bay winning, and I'm 100% on Minnesota beating the Vikings or Minnesota beating the Rams because I love that offense. I love what Justin Jefferson can do. He will expose that Rams secondary, and I think that Kevin Arnold, I think Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold show up as the quarterback combo out there. I mean, I get it. McVay and Stafford is on paper the better matchup. You always tend to go to quarterback and head coach, but again, Darnold and Kevin O'Connell are doing something special this year.
They are, but it's the same offense. It's on the road for them. It's on the road for the Rams right now. Like I'm kind of leaning Minnesota on that one as well, just because of everything going on in LA right now and the human side of dealing with reality that, for the most part, professional athletes never have to deal with the reality of stuff that we have to deal with as normal human beings. And now they do. And I think that's a big, big, big impact on them. So I would lean Minnesota, you know, in that game as well. I kind of feel like they're going to go out there and, you know, the Rams and Chargers both have other things on their mind right now.